Welcome back to the Blessed Business Podcast. Today is a little different. We actually have not only Tony, but also my wife, Brooklyn, has joined me. Thank you guys for joining us for a conversation today.
Thanks for having me.
It's going to be good. We got Brooklyn here. We got Hunter here.
We got Tony here.
We're starting the year off right.
Well, also, we are sitting here on a cold, rainy, wintry day, and we actually have a fire going, a wood fire going. So if you hear crackles and pops in the background, those aren't sound effects.
This is the real thing.
This is the real deal. And so the reason we're actually here is we were actually all having a conversation not long ago talking about navigating different seasons of life, resetting your life, different changes that come up. And we had a lot of different things that came up in that conversation. We're like, we've got to sit down and record a podcast on this. So Brooklyn, why don't you kind of kick us off and introduce the topic and tell us a little bit about what we're going to be discussing today.
Yeah. So when we were talking about this, we were approaching the new year and, you know, many people have New Year's resolutions and things they're going to implement in their life and changes they're going to make in their life. And we got to talking about how some people may not necessarily have a New Year's resolution, but they are facing changes that just come with the different seasons of life, and how whenever you're facing changes in life, sometimes you need to step back and you need to reset your life, reset your expectations, reset your approach to life, because change is inevitable. So if you're living a productive and a purpose-filled life, you're going to be growing and ever-changing, because as you grow, there's going to be change to in that growth process. And so as you reach the new seasons of life and you're embracing change, it really takes some intentional stepping back and reassessing your life and your approach to life to be able to navigate those changes, because what it took in the last season of your life to live it out successfully and to really be productive may look different in the coming season. Mm-hmm. And so whether that is financially, in your career, in your family relationships, maybe you're ending your career, you're going into retirement, maybe you're getting out of high school, you're going into college, or maybe you just graduated college and you're really launching your career. How you approach this new season of life is going to be completely different than the previous one you were in. Mm-hmm. And so it takes really stepping back and reevaluating what all is happening in your life, maybe letting go of some different aspects of your life to make room for the new ones. Mm-hmm. And to be able to properly navigate this new season. And so we were just talking about, hey, let's address this topic and let's talk about how, as people are entering into this new year, if they're facing those big life changes, how can you step back and reassess your life so that you can confidently go into the new season, the new stage of life, and really be successful and thrive at it?
Yeah, I think that this is like a time of year where that comes more naturally, maybe. Mm-hmm. So maybe you're listening to this and, you know, that's your mindset, right? Well, but it could be that, you know, you're hearing this 6 months from now, right? Yeah. And that's something we talked about too, is that, you know, life changes don't always neatly follow the calendar.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
But at the same time, I think at this time of year, we kind of get into that mode a little bit, just with the change of the calendar. You know, we're moving from 23 to 24.
People are more focused,
you know,
on it.
Yeah. And I do think it's a good practice to use it as a checkpoint and say, you know, am I headed the direction that I want to go, that I need to go, right? Am I where I want to be now? Did I make progress from where I was last year at this time? Right. And I think some of that seasonable aspect is evaluating the growth, you know, where have I come from? Where am I going? And seasons are definitely a part of that, because there's different levels of growth in different seasons of your life.
Well, and I think part of growth comes when there are obstacles, when there's challenges, when there's a stretching and a challenge that has to be overcome. And so interesting. Like we've been talking about this, but there's different seasons. Seasons by themselves are a limited time, a different era of time where like you're focused or you have a general, you know, theme for your life at that. I like to do themes when I do goals. I may have a theme for this year or for last year, but there's also times of your life where you're going through challenges that you didn't look for. I remember when my mother she had cancer and unfortunately passed away. Well, during that season of life, I knew where I was going in life. I felt like it was foggy. I had a general direction I wanted ahead, but in that season I had to downshift gears a little bit and say, mm-hmm. okay, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to be a successful business owner. I was involved in ministry and I didn't let go of those dreams and visions. I didn't let that season where I had to kind of slow down and focus on some personal things derail my plans. I didn't let that build frustration and resentment. That was just a different season. I had to realize this is a season of my life. I need to focus on this season. And when that season passes, then it's time to focus on the next season. So then you have to recognize where you're at. And that's where kind of we started leading the conversation, I think, last time about hitting the reset of when, and some of the things we were talking about, feeling the nudge when it's time, that when you feel the seasons changing, like, you know, when you feel winter coming on, you know, you'll walk outside and be like, ooh, I need a jacket. It's not winter yet, but you feel the change coming. And so either one of you could answer this, but have there been times in your life when you felt a change coming and you felt kind of a nudge that something's going to have to change here?
Yeah. I want to step back 1 minute to something you just said about, you were talking about the season of life you walk through. And so I think it's important for us to realize sometimes we are entering a major season of growth.
Sure.
And we have to reevaluate what we're doing with our life to, make capacity for that season of growth. But then there may be times where it doesn't feel like we're growing. It may actually seem like we're stepping backwards a little bit. Mm-hmm. In the season of life you were in, it probably felt like a little bit of a step back because you were trying to build your business at that point as an mm-hmm. entrepreneur. But you really weren't stepping backwards. You were just stepping into a little bit different season of life that You grew in different ways. Yeah, you weren't necessarily growing a thriving business at that point. You were sustaining and you were allowing yourself to maintain and to be okay in that season of challenge.
Yeah.
And so the seasons may look different. It may be a season of challenge, but it may be an extreme season of growth.
Yes.
And all of those seasons are important to step back and evaluate where you're at, how you're going to walk through them, and to make capacity for whatever it is that you're having to walk mm-hmm. through. And also there may be listeners right now who feel like they're already in the middle of that change that they just had to embrace. But the one thing we know is seasons ever change.
Mm-hmm.
And so as long as we're pressing forward in life, there's going to be a new season. So if maybe right now you're comfortable with where you're at, life's going great, you may come back and listen to this in the future because your season's going to change again at some point. But as far as when you, your question about knowing that a season was coming, a season of change, there have been many times that I have felt season shift. Now, it's not always that there's this big like aha moment of like, yes, a major change is coming. Sometimes it's the natural seasons of life that you see, like we mentioned earlier, you're graduating college or stepping into a career, graduating high school or stepping into college. And many times in those natural seasons of life, there's some practical steps that you can take.
Sure.
Many times you feel a shift coming and you don't know what the next step is.
Yes, that's the scary one.
That's the scary one because you're kind of stepping out into the dark a little bit. But, you know, Tony had a really good point about this whenever we were discussing this earlier. And he was talking about how sometimes you have to just step back and mm-hmm. you have to make room for what is coming. And so you want to expound on that a little bit more, Tony?
Yeah. So for me, I found, you know, when you're somebody who does have goals, when you do have, you know, you're driven to yes. see things happen, you can get to a place where your life is full of yeah. things, of obligations, of commitments, of responsibilities.
I'm guilty.
And a lot yeah, of those are all good of us. Things.
Yeah,
a lot of
and times. They're good. Yeah. Yes. But I think when there is a transition happening, and you don't necessarily know exactly what is coming, it's kind of where we were talking about where you kind of have to step out. Well, sometimes you have to make space for what is coming before it's there, and begin to get to a place where you can be clear-minded about getting direction. Mm-hmm. Or taking that next step. And like for me, I every once in a while I try to do things where I'll look and say, what am I doing that I need to keep doing? What am I doing that's filling my time that I don't necessarily need to keep doing? And for someone who wants to be, you know, busy all the time, like you were saying, you just fill all your time up.
Yeah.
So when you cut that out, sometimes you feel like that loss of like, well, now suddenly
that became part of who you are.
Yes.
Yeah. What am I doing with my life now?
Yes. What is free time? Well, I have 2 hours of free time today. Like, you know, what am I going to do with that? Yeah. Right. But when you're there, then you need to start thinking about, well, how can I move forward? What needs to be here that was not there before? But when it's full, sometimes you don't have the mental space to even have that conversation.
I think that's also a really important time to be seeking the will and purpose of God in prayer.
Yes.
Right.
Because whenever you create some mental space, that's when, like you're saying, you may be able to see opportunities and see things you didn't see when your mind was filled and your time was filled. But whenever you create that space, then all of a sudden, God can put those nudges in your spirit.
Yes.
And he can start showing you doors that you didn't see were there before. And so throughout this whole process, I think that's something we need to point out is it's very important that you're making God a big factor in this. Yeah. And you're seeking his purpose in those seasons and changes.
And when you kind of do that decluttering, it gives him the space to speak into your life, like yes. you were saying, in prayer even, and in times of like listening.
Yeah.
Because it's not so full that, you know, you can't really hear him so much. It's a still small voice, right?
Right,
so
right.
It's like we can drown it out sometimes just with our plans.
Sometimes we think being occupied. What's the scripture? Occupy till he comes.
Yeah.
We take that and we occupy ourselves with many things. And me and Brooklyn's talked about this a number of times. But if I have space and bandwidth in my life, I find a way to fill it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But there are times in your life, and it's important to say this, I think, creating margin in your life when you sense a change or a reset coming on does not mean you quit life. Doesn't mean you quit ministry. Doesn't mean you quit your business. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you leave your job. It doesn't mean you go out to the wilderness and look for a mountaintop experience. Like, you know, you may do some things that kind of are out of the ordinary. You may step back from some things and put pause on a few things. But what it's more so about the intention, and this is leading into the reset, it's about saying, okay, I like what you were talking about. Where is my life headed? Mm-hmm. What is really important? And we all generally add clutter into our lives because we busy ourselves. But busyness is not best.
Right.
Yeah.
Always.
I love what you said about margin, actually, because mm-hmm. that's kind of even more descriptive of what I was saying. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you literally clear every single thing out and you're just sitting at home and have nothing. But sometimes we get to a place where we don't have margin.
Yes.
Right.
And I guess if we can get to a place where there is that space somewhere and we're not filling it, that's those times where sometimes God can speak.
It's like when Elisha came and he put threw the mantle on Elijah. Elijah was plowing the field and he had several yoke of oxen there and servants and everything. Mm-hmm. He was busy. But when the man of God came by, he didn't say, oh, I'm sorry, you know, I don't have time for you. He didn't, you know, ignore him because he was so focused he didn't even see him. But instead he ran to him and he said, okay, I now see that there's an opportunity here, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to he sacrificed what was making him busy. Now, he didn't quit doing things, but he was willing to sacrifice what was making him busy, the yoke of oxen and the wood and all that. He was willing to put that on the altar, literally, to answer the next season that God was shifting him into. And sometimes we get attached to our busyness, and we're not willing to let it go. But we have to be willing to sacrifice the things that are keeping us busy so that God can bring new things into our life.
So I'm gonna ask a question that I myself have asked before, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners are gonna be asking as well. When you are living a purpose-filled life and you're living a life that's focused on where God's taking you and a lot of kingdom work, really, and everything that you're doing has meaning and purpose, how do you choose what to let go to create that margin?
Yeah.
Because you're choosing from all good things and all meaningful things. How do you choose what you let go?
That's what we need other guests on this podcast.
That's the hard question.
But Tony's
I struggle with that.
He's going to take a bold stab at it right now.
Yeah. I think that is the hard question because if you're looking at a list of things that you're doing, and there's things that are meaningless, right? That's easy.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You know, you can, of course, you know, just if I can cut that out, well, I'm going to.
Right.
I think, and again, like it's really not an easy question, but if we can go from good to great, for instance, if there are things that are more closely aligned with what you see for the future, what God has spoken, what others around you, leaders, friends, you know, godly influences in your life. If you can get closer to that, sometimes you have to let go of the things that are farther away from that purpose.
Yeah.
And sometimes that gives room for others to step up into places that maybe that is their very close to what they're supposed to do or exactly on
that's
it,
a great
right?
point.
But if I'm occupying a space that is good and maybe I was supposed to be there in that season, right? Maybe if I'm reaching for the next thing, that opens the space for somebody to step into that.
I think that's really great too, because sometimes we start down a path in life and we know our purpose, we know our identity in God. And in the process of our journey, we pick up some of those other important things in life we're contributing to. And then all of a sudden we end up in the busyness of life and we find ourselves asking, so now that I'm here, is my purpose still the same? Where am I actually headed? Because now that we are attached to all of these really good and meaningful things, sometimes we begin to find ourselves with a little bit of a misassigned identity. And if we'll let go of some of those things that aren't as closely aligned with the purpose that God placed on our life and that clear vision we had at one point, if we'll let some of those things go and let the people who do have that purpose step into those positions, then when we step back, we'll get that clear vision again of self and where God's taking us. And then we'll see the additional doors that are opening to get there.
Well, I think that comes down to expectations versus reality. Sometimes we expect so much of ourselves. And because we know if you're a person that's really that busy about doing good things, that means you have a lot to contribute. God has blessed you with skills and talents, and most of the people listening to this I probably fall in that category. You have a lot to give.
Yeah, for sure. And
we mentioned this, we were talking earlier, and any number of, you know, probably the people listening or any of us, we could do any number of things in business or on our job or at church, filling different positions. If there's 50 different positions, you might could do all of them well, but you can't do 48 of them at the same time well. And I think there's a book, and I may be confusing my books, but I think this is right. I think it's called The E-Myth Revisited or The E-Myth. And basically it was talking about the entrepreneurial myth is when you first start off, you wear so many hats. But once you get to a certain level of growth, you have to let some of those go because I like what you were saying, and I almost envision kind of ranking them. Okay, everything over a 5 is important, and everything I'm doing in my life is like a 6 or a 7 or 8 or a 9 or a 10. But the 3 things that are a 10, I can't let go of. The 3 things that are at 8, I need to probably hold to. But the things that are in the 6, 7 category, I can let go of those. And so I need to be able to focus on what is, in business, we talk about our core competency. What is the only thing that you can do and do well that moves the mission forward? And the thing, same thing applies in the kingdom of God. Same thing applies in your personal life, in your home, you know, as a husband, as a wife, as a single young adult, as a friend. What is the thing in that relationship or in that aspect of your life that you contribute to push things forward? And I think it's a matter of resetting your expectations, both of yourself, but also facing the reality of where you're at. And it's like, if I'm going to grow to something new, I have to let something else go.
Yeah. I'm a person who has unrealistic expectations for myself. Sometimes I require more of myself than anyone else around me.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I need to do all the things a lot of times. And it's not, I don't feel like it's because I find my identity in things, but it's because I know that there, as you were saying, there are a lot of things that I could do.
Yes.
And so I put an expectation on myself to do all those things, but then I find myself in the busyness of life and I'm not doing everything to with a complete spirit of excellence because I'm doing things well, not excellent. And so I'm definitely that person that has to step back and reassess my expectations of myself and give myself grace to adjust what I'm doing in the different seasons. I think it's important whenever you're entering those different seasons of life, when you're in this reset process, that you give yourself grace and kind of reevaluate your expectations so you aren't setting yourself up for failure in your own eyes.
Well, and assess your life's journey.
Yeah.
Where are you headed? And Tony, maybe you can speak on this, but what's the saying? You know, if you aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time. Mm-hmm. People that just blunder through life and aimlessly wander around, they don't have this problem.
Right.
So if you're listening to this episode, you probably are a driven person doing something. And so maybe talk a little bit about assessing your life journey and the importance of having that centralized focus on what my mission is, where I'm headed in life.
Yeah. I think that is a great thing to, if you haven't done already, make sure you know what that core mission is, like what's your core, and maybe you don't know exactly how that's going to take form, right?
Yes.
But you know what your core value is,
mm-hmm.
right? What you want to see happen in the kingdom. You know, I want to see people saved. I want to see, I'm just giving you different
sure.
areas. Well, there's, but that's really broad, right? Because
yeah.
where in that is your role? But if you at least have them mapped out in a sense of you know what those core values are, and you can then begin to start moving away from general to more specific,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know? Because even in society, they're general, you know, fields, and then there's really specialized fields. Mm-hmm. And the higher the productivity in a certain society, it directly corresponds with the amount of room that there is for specialists.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, civil government, civil society, the farther we get away from that, the more general everything becomes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think part of the assessing where you are and where you're going is, you know, do I know what those core values are, how are those core values connecting with what I'm doing now, and where am I going in the sense of are my next steps directly connected with those,
mm-hmm.
and are they connected more strongly than they have been in the past? So that's, mm-hmm. that's complicated, but I think part of assessing where you are would include that, and also kind of to tag in a little bit with what we mentioned earlier about making sure that you aren't moving into a season where maybe the accomplishment isn't going to be as much as it was in the past, as far as like you're, you know, on paper, so to speak.
Does it feel like you're doing it as much?
Yes, but at the same time realizing this is where I'm at right now, and so this is what's possible in this season, and not holding yourself to that expectation, because otherwise you're going to be disappointed and you're going to feel like you're not moving forward.
Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to tune in next time to hear part 2 of the conversation about resetting your life.